American Veterans Supply Medical Aid, Assist Rescue Efforts in Ukraine. By Nick Gilbertson on March 9, 2022. The United States-based nonprofit group Save Our Allies, which is comprised of mostly special operation veterans, is conducting rescue and humanitarian efforts in war-torn Ukraine. Save Our Allies said in a Facebook post Saturday it is working in Eastern Europe with the goals of evacuating Americans, children, and the elderly disabled over the border, supplying medical aid to Ukraine, and establishing field hospitals in Romania and Poland. Marine veteran Chad Robichaud, who co-founded Save Our Allies during the Biden administration's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, and Marine veteran Dakota Meyer, a former sniper and Medal of Honor recipient, have traveled to Ukraine to assist rescue efforts, Fox News reported. The veterans appeared on the network's show Jesse Waters Primetime Monday from an undisclosed location. "We're just trying to make a difference where we fit and supply medical aid and supplies as well as helping get good people out. Americans, people on the side of good," Meyer told the host. While Reuters reported Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed some 16,000 foreigners had volunteered to aid in the Ukrainian war effort against Russia, Robichaud and Meyer said their operations are of a humanitarian nature. Robichaud told Waters, "I know a lot of veterans talking about going in combatant roles. For us, we are mostly special operation veterans. We have a tremendous amount of experience. We have done our time fighting. We're here to do the right thing and help people that need help. Evacuate Americans, evacuate wounded people. Bring medical aid to the front line. Just support the effort and stand on the right side of this terrible, terrible thing." Robichaud noted that in August, during evacuation efforts in Afghanistan, Save Our Allies rescued some 17,000 people, including American citizens and Afghans, with special immigrant visas without engaging in combat. In just a 10-day period during the Afghanistan withdrawal, a crew of 12 with Save Our Allies evacuated 12,000 people, its website states. Though immensely successful with operations in Afghanistan, Robichaud noted the situation is more intricate than the two wars America fought in the Middle East over the last two decades. "You know, it's not like Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, this is two sovereign nations who are fighting against each other." You noted for tat. "This is a complex situation. And so the intel aspect of this and making sure you are doing this right is not only going to keep you and your team safe, but even more importantly, it's going to help you keep the people we are trying to help be safe. As well as be able to do this, you know, long term. And that's kind of what we're doing." He added that Save Our Allies has already made some successful extractions in Eastern Europe. "A great deal of care and logistics are being used in their operations to ensure their safety and the safety of those they are attempting to rescue, so to avoid putting them in the worst situation," Robichaud told Waters.